Robert, talk about the significance of this motorcycle built by Paul Jr. here and what you're showing off today.
Well, last night this thing appeared on American Chopper, broadcasted to 230 countries worldwide, and truly highlighted not only the ethanol industry, but ethanol's use in motorcycles. And we're going to take this thing all over the country to use it as an educational tool to help educate motorcyclists and all engine owners, to be honest, about what fuels are safe and legal in those particular engines. And we hope that once they see a third-party validator like Paul Jr. talk about ethanol, his experience and his research, that it'll lead them to a different opinion. We definitely have a lot of misinformation out there with motorcycles, and that's what this is all about.
I was going to ask you just how significant is the misinformation out there? I mean, what's the potential for the market there?
Well, we always look at it in a little different way. That's about 3% of the market is the small engines and off-road engines, but they're about 90% of the negativity. So, and the other thing is they all own these bigger vehicles at home. So it's not just the motorcycle volume. It's all the SUVs, cars, trucks, lawnmowers, snowmobiles, and weed whackers that they own at home. So it's a compounding effect. If they're safe and comfortable with putting it in their one of their most coveted possessions, they'll definitely put it in their car.